I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
The series debut of one of Hollywood's very brightest stars, Debbie Reynolds.
How many times do I have to tell you, stop trying to get a job on the newspaper? I like my wife to be just what you are, a beautiful, loving housewife devoting herself to making her lord and master happy.
Debbie's sister and brother-in-law are an inspiration to lovers everywhere.
Are you sure these two girls are sisters?
Well, they were when we married them.
You're not married.
What do you mean he's not married?
No, he went through the ceremony and all that, but he's not married. I'm married.
Sure? Me. Listen, I've got the greatest idea. I'll find a makeup man from a TV studio, and he... Well, anyway, look. Sure, I haven't got time. Now, here's what I want you to do.
For reasons of her own, Debbie needs a disguise in a hurry.
We're back again with movie and TV legend Debbie Reynolds right here on the TV Time Machine. Now, in 1969, you had your own situation comedy called The Debbie Reynolds Show. What was that like working on a weekly situation comedy?
Well, we had a lot of fun. We worked really hard. It was hard because you had script to do and you had... They didn't use prompters in those days, so you had a lot of dialogue to learn. And we did that for about 6 months, I guess, or something. And then we had a problem with them. They advertised smoking, and I refused to do that. So I gave up doing the series, which was a mistake probably on my part, but they went back on their word, so... I didn't continue doing it, or I would have had a big successful show. I just, when people don't keep their word and they advertise smoking, which in those days, it was the first show to do that. But we still had a lot of fun, and I'm sorry that I gave it up, but it was just something I felt I had to do.
Well, you were ultimately right, because you were certainly ahead of your time. 2 years later, the FCC, they banned cigarette advertising from television.
I think 1 year later. It happened right after I did that. I did it, and then everybody thought I was crazy. I said, but you see, that is not the way they promised, and that, therefore, I don't want to continue with the Reynolds Tobacco Company, even though it's my name.
That's right.
it just won't work. And so it's better just to forget about it, and we'll go our merry way. And so I'm still here. I'm still working. I'm still performing, and I love show business. And that was just when you give your word and when you have contracts and right. When it is something that is bad for the public and bad for your health, I don't want to be associated with it.
Well, there was a lot of talent associated with that show. Certainly there was a strong I Love Lucy connection in terms of the producers and writers on that show.
Oh, yes. We had we used Lucy's producers, Oppenheimer. We had a great working cast. Everybody worked really hard, and we were having a lot of fun with it. So it was an enjoyable decision, and I'm glad that they had the experience, and nothing but fun if I had in show business. And I just keep doing it, because why give up something you love?
Debbie, what is the primary difference between filming a movie and filming a TV series?
Oh, a great deal of difference, sir. Kidding. A film is, of course, entirely different than a TV series. A series is something that is shot with four cameras and three cameras and five cameras, and a movie, mostly the most that it would have going on, it would be two camera, and that would be in an action sequence. So they're very different than TV versus movies, you know. And we were going to talk about nightclubs also, and nightclubs are another variety, and that's more like TV variety, I would say.
When you perform on stage, is there a particular form of performing that you prefer over others, or do you enjoy every single one equally? In terms of, do you prefer doing your...
I like live performing because you have the audience. You know, you have the live and the excitement of the people enjoying the evening, and they give you so much love, and they give you respect, and you just have a good time. It's much better. Much more fun. I know everyone prefers live performing than film.
What is the most thrilling moment you've ever experienced on stage, and what was the most unusual moment for you, if you have one?
Well, thrilling is many, many times. You know, every time you go on stage, you have an audience, so something always happens that's exciting and interesting, a lot of people. A lot of boys are there that I entertained during the Korean War, and they yell out at me and talk to me. And sometimes people get up on the stage and entertain with you, dance with you, act up with you.
Now, of course, you've also headlined many times in Las Vegas. What is the difference between Vegas back in the 60s and 70s and Las Vegas now?
I think just the price ticket. I just think that, you know, it's just more expensive now. But as far as fun, it's beautiful. They have wonderful girls, wonderful dancing, big shows. And they don't have all the old-timers because most of us are dead now. But luckily, some of us are still there and still coming in.
Debbie, when you reflect upon your incredible experiences in show business and the amazing people whom you've worked with, what are your thoughts?
Well, I've been very lucky, and what a wonderful time I've had to work with Danny Kaye and Jack Benny and Frank Sinatra and all the greats, Lena Horne. You know, how exciting can life be? I've had all that and more.
Debbie, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you. I had a wonderful visit.
Don't touch that dial. Stay tuned for a classic TV Time Machine interview.